Bad news. Kennedy just started right away with some bad news. She says, doesn't even ask how I am. But you asked, she just said, I can only do one segment because you're on outnumbered. Number one, bragging. I have another show. Well, it's good. I'll have you for one segment. That'll be good.
That's all we have, Brian.
Right.
The moments that we've got.
Do you wish President Trump would pick up the pace a little with his nominees?
Yeah, why is he taking so long? Like, this is embarrassing.
Seven yesterday. Right. So Howard Lutnick evidently is doing his Dick Cheney impersonation. Yeah. I looked at all the
secretaries. I'm going to help you find a treasury secretary. How about that?
How about
Mr. President?
Me?
You know, we found one guy. He's rich. He doesn't need the money. He'll do a bang-up job.
Right.
He's run a massive business. He gets it. He understands the economy inside
and out. So who are you talking about? Who do you mean?
Oh, not Wilbur Ross? No, no. Steve Mnuchin? No, no. We've been to that rodeo. We're getting some new players on the bull, sir.
Here's a hint. Lutnick. Sounds like Lutnick.
Sounds like Sputnik.
Well, yeah, so he's going to pick himself. But I talked to Scott Bessent yesterday. I'm sure no one knows him, but you should. South Carolina guy, self-made multimillionaire.
He's been
tight with Trump for a while. They've been
angling
meeting
for that job. And then Howard Lutnick was like, yeah, I think I'd rather have it.
Interesting.
Frankly.
Right. I mean, number one, if you're an experienced headhunter, sometimes you like. Never mind.
Wow, Brian.
I hope he goes with Scott Bessent. Okay. Talking to him yesterday, I think it would be a little crazy. There's plenty of jobs for him to do. You don't have to be Treasury Secretary.
Yeah, it'd be really off-brand for President Trump to make a crazy pick right now.
So speaking of a bit of a surprise, actually, I shouldn't say that. I knew he was going to have a big role. I thought he was going to be czarish, so he wouldn't have to go through any type of Senate
advisory.
Right.
Which would be great because he's the kind of
HHS
guy
secretary.
Who likes to sort of flit in and out of scenarios and do some helping and then leave for a little while and come back and do some more helping. That has been RFK's modus operandi.
Not really a full-time job guy.
Not a full-time job guy.
He wants to make his own schedule.
He does. He likes being on the move.
But Jillian Michaels, extremely happy about it. Cut 25.
I'm overjoyed. I have so much to say, but I'll just wait for you to hit me with all the questions. I'm ecstatic. Trump delivered on his promise. I could not be happier and more grateful about this.
Yeah.
And all the Democrats can thank us later.
So she's talking about straight now food. Food, vaccines, a lot, but mostly talk about FDA regulations and things to that nature.
Why not put him in charge of the FDA?
Right.
I would.
Right. As he figures, what do you want? He kept saying HHS secretary. He says, like, let me do that.
And I think it's a bigger job than.
So you're disappointed with him.
I'm not entirely appointed with it. I'm more disappointed than appointed.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's what Sanjay Gupta said. And he says this is
and not for the reason that people on the left are really mad about it.
What, just because he's not an organized guy? He has no history of running a big organization?
Yeah, but I don't have a problem with the anti-establishment people in there. And I really don't have a problem with people who have natural disdain for the things that they'll be running. I don't know that he's going to limit the scope of government, and that is my wish.
Here's Dr. Sanjay Gupta, cut 23.
Well, you know, it's not often that the entire medical and public health community is going to be in lockstep on something, but they're pretty close on this in terms of their significant concerns, horror even. Somebody said to me today, I can't think of any single individual who'd be more damaging to public health than RFK.
That's pretty bad. According to Sanjay Gupta's
friends. Sanjay Gupta can shut it. All of these people who deified Anthony Fauci, they do not have a say in this. I don't care if you're a physician. If you didn't see the harm that Fauci was doing in real time, you can shut your pie hole. It doesn't mean that because RFK Jr. was pushing back on Fauci that he's good, but Fauci was the devil.
Right, and I still think he is.
Yeah.
And they're going to get to the bottom of that because I think chairman of the Committee on Investigations is going to be Rand Paul. So he's going to go off. 73% of American food supply is made up of ultra-processed foods like chips, candy bars, and sodas. Those food companies make up 60% of the typical adult's diet and 66% of the typical kid's diet. These are the things he wants to do in a wide scope. So maybe he becomes secretary for a while, maybe scales it back once he puts things on the right track. But I'm just encouraged.
But what does that mean? Puts things on the right track. Like, if we are being lied to about additives in our food supply, if we're being lied to, and if there is like a massive effort to toxify and pollute our food and water supply, that's one thing. But the government determining what people are going to eat, that's a very slippery slope. Then you're in Michelle Obama territory. That's where I start to have an issue with this. Even though there are good intentions.
How about ingredients in food? How about like, for example, if you, they keep on using Fruit Loops as an example. Mm-hmm. But if you're having Fruit Loops, you're not eating healthy. There's nothing you could do with Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Well, if you're sedentary, it's even worse. But
yes.
Being sedentary is worse than eating Fruit Loops. And actually, there are a lot of cereals that are really good for you that have fiber and vitamins added and things that kids would not interface with.
You like Fruit Loops better than Apple Jacks?
I can't have either because I have celiac, but when I was eating those things, I preferred Apple Jacks.
Right.
Because I love cinnamon deliciousness.
I love what it does to milk.
Oh,
it makes milk.
Yes,
tolerable.
Cinnamony.
Right.
Oh, it's great.
So the other thing.
Miss it.
I mean, I would love to just to qualify these ingredients, go over
I probably
to
had
people.
A gallon of red dye number 6 every day when I was a child.
Right. If you eat anything blue, just know that's most likely not natural because we don't grow anything blue.
What about blue curacao? Because I do consume that on a fairly regular basis.
That's made from the people that give you tequila?
No, it's a liqueur. It's a blue liqueur.
It runs on its own?
It's what you put in a blue Hawaiian. I wouldn't drink it on its own. I'd feel like I would have it over ice with a straw. But it adds great color to drinks like blue Hawaiian.
Just know you've given up the natural. You know, when you're at a Red Bull or Mountain Dew.
You can add a little blue curacao to Red Bull to make it blue. But I would also add blueberry vodka.
Governor Jared Polis says, I'm excited by the news. Democrat, by the way. President-elect will appoint Robert Kennedy. He helped us defeat vaccine mandates in Colorado and will help make America healthy again by shaking up the HHS and FDA. I hope he leans into personal choice on vaccines rather than bans.
And personal choice on food.
Yeah.
Rather than bans. Don't ban food. You can't, the government cannot require people to eat certain things.
Do you think this can ripple?
That is a violation of a fundamental natural right.
Right. Like I have to call, we don't have to call Trump to find out what's for lunch.
No, you should. Remember when Michelle Obama got her hands in the food lunch program there was like 90% of it was thrown away?
So how do you feel about this? They were talking about with food stamps, looking at some of the more healthy foods and saying, you know, let's not give people food stamps to buy Coke and Pepsi. It's bad for you. You know, and then they go, well, that's discrimination. I want Coke and Pepsi, but it's not good for you. It's going to cost you more in
healthcare. One of the few joys in my life.
Coke and Pepsi.
Well, I like Coke Zero.
Right. You also have a great boyfriend.
I do.
So you can't just say.
He's a Pepsi guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So could you say one of the joys of my life is having a boyfriend and Coke and Pepsi.
And drinking Coke Zero while he drinks Pepsi.
Right.
Together holding hands.
Coke Zero is no sugar or?
It's zero sugar.
Does it taste like?
It tastes like heaven. Ask Guy Benson.
Right. What is?
We're both Coke Zero fans.
What is heaven taste like?
Coke Zero.
All right.
Obviously.
Good point. But, I mean, does it taste bland without sugar?
It tastes great. I mean, it's sweet. I don't know if you realize that there are sugar substitutes. Okay, first of all, what happened on 56th Street? Did you get groped?
No.
What happened?
Do you want to hear?
Yes, obviously.
Who told you this?
Oh. All
right, so I dropped my iPads, my iPods, my earpods.
AirPods.
So phone's ringing. I'm in a bit of a rush. So I go to pick it up. It's actually Caitlin, my daughter.
Okay.
And I open it up and it falls.
Okay.
So I leaned over to pick it up. And Kennedy, when I tell you my pants split,
but
down the middle and down the thighs.
Whoa.
Right. I mean, it was unbelievable. And the noise.
Were these like dress pants?
They were dress pants. This is a suit that I paid. You know, you identify a swatch and they make a suit for you.
Yeah.
I guess my lunges are paying off. My ass is getting bigger, clearly.
Nicely done.
Right.
Nicely done. I aspire to that.
Right. So, what? Some people do.
No, I want a big ass. Big fan of a big ass.
Right.
Yeah.
And others are.
I do a specific booty workout.
You do?
Yes. In addition to my triathlon training.
So I'm about to go to this Saints premiere that's on Fox Nation.
Okay.
Not the New Orleans Saints of Archie Manning and Drew Brees.
Oh,
Saints.
I thought it was a docuseries about the New Orleans Saints.
Right. This is much more. This
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
This is Joan of Arc and John the Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
I do need a nickname if I'm going to be a saint. So Brian the, if you could help me out with that.
Brian the Mead Killer.
Right. Maybe. Be kind of, I don't know if Martin Scorsese would do it.
He might.
So what's harder to get Scorsese
director's
to do
cut?
It or become beatified?
That's a long, much longer process.
You just got to be dead.
You're going to be dead for so long.
Yeah, people are going to be
like centuries.
Judging by this sketch, my great, 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 great grandfather
must have been a heck of a guy. There's got to be miracles. It's a process.
Right. I mean, to get you out in time, to outnumber, bit of a miracle because we have so much in common. So I have to go. So I say to myself, do I go back to 48th and 6th?
Mm-hmm.
And literally. And I'm looking at my jacket. If it just was split down the back, I was just going to wear my jacket.
Sure. Tied around your waist. That's every girl who's ever gotten her period in 9th grade.
Okay. Don't know if that analogy helped.
Sure it does. That's what you do. You tie your sweatshirt around your waist.
I just had ripped pants.
Okay. Well, you had brilliant. So I hope you weren't free balling.
No.
Okay, good. That's good. You had some coverage.
Yes.
I thought something happened. You bent over and someone groped you.
Disappointed?
It's different. So, it took a different turn.
So I go to Madison, mm-hmm. and I'm just trying to find a place. And I'm like, if I don't find a place, well, on my walk back, I got to go all the way back. And I hope no one sees me and Fox and go, mm-hmm. what the hell just happened?
So I turn into the Hulk.
Right.
And now I'm back to being Bruce Banner.
but I have to fight crime along the way.
It's a big
on the
job.
Way back, yeah.
You're hosting Fox and Friends.
Fighting
3
crime.
3 hours of radio, writing best-selling books. Fighting crime, ripping pants.
Right. So I walked into a place and I go, I have a blue jacket on. I go, do you have pants? And they go, yeah. Blue? They go, yeah. So I go, 32, 33 waist. They go, yeah, downstairs. So I'm waiting there with basically shorts.
Yeah.
And they come back with pants.
Did they fit?
Yeah. And I asked to wear, I go, do you mind if I wear them out?
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, you can wear them out. So they had to go to a rack and find another one and shoot it. And I go.
Shoot it. What does that mean?
Like get the price.
Scan it?
Scan it.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Having trouble with our
think,
words
how much
today.
Do you think the pants cost?
$365.
$410.
I was in the ballpark.
They go, these are rare Italian pants. How did
They're
I
very
up?
Rare I'm because looking, it's the only pair you will ever buy of those
the
pants.
Yeah, the Gap. I'm looking for the Gap. The no, Gap wouldn't have charged me that much.
No, they wouldn't. They'd be like, these are $35 khakis on sale.
Right, and we'll pay you to wear them.
Yeah.
Because no one shops at the Gap
And you
anymore.
Can wear them out.
All right,
wear
so
them in.
What are you leading with on Outnumbered?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably Lake and Riley.
Yep.
I was.
We were just watching this trial. It's unbelievably riveting.
I have the rundown right here that I was reading in the hallway before I entered your impressive studio. No, RFK Jr.
RFK Jr. Yeah. No. RFK Jr., Pete Hegseth. I guess you could say who else is controversial?
Matt Gaetz.
No, he's no problem. He'll have no problems. He'll
really?
Just sail through. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Matt Gaetz is the only one that I have a problem with. The rest, I think.
I don't have a huge problem with RFK Jr. I just want him to remember the libertarianism that he stumbled into.
But this is it, Kennedy. It's going to come out. This nomination process, if he's an inch thick and he's not, if he can't defend what he's going to do and talk about his policies, he's not going to get confirmed by Republicans.
Really?
So I would.
I don't want there to be lockstep. I think the Senate should be. But how does Matt Gaetz get
No, I said he
confirmed?
Won't be confirmed by
Oh, now. I thought you were talking about RFK Jr.
I am.
And Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz, I don't get.
Is
I just
he
don't
get,
get
confirmed?
It. I don't know
a
how he can.
A friend of mine who has been in this industry for a long time
votes.
Said that he's a decoy, that he's a sacrificial lamb to get him out of the House of Representatives. Because he's so toxic and he's going to fail. And then the real nominee is going to
Well, the story was Susie Wiles didn't even know about it. They hatched it in the back of a car and they announced it without telling her, which I think is a bad precedent if it's true, because she needs to be in on these things. Remember?
For sure.
And my statement was when she made her statement, CNN got this report that she's one of my prerequisites was nobody from the clown car.
Yeah.
My thought was he is in the clown car.
Matt Gaetz?
Yeah.
They custom built it for him.
Thank you. So,
you're welcome.
Yeah. You are so polite today.
Well, I do try on a Friday. Maybe it's because I'm wearing this very classy dress.
Right. Which you're so lucky to be wearing a dress. You don't have to worry about ripping your pants.
No. But it's one garment, so if you rip the dress, you're kind of hosed.
Right.
But, you think you have problems right now. You really do.
I just flipped my iPad.
Your iPad and your keyboard. That's a nice iPad, too.
Was. So, Kennedy, last night, I'm in a rush leaving the screening real quick. Mm-hmm. And for the first time ever, I have my card, and I'm the first one there so I can get home.
Yep.
They lose my iPad bag. So I have to stay an extra 25 minutes. They've hid it underneath some winter coat. It was incredible. A tiny closet.
What is
going
on?
They didn't happen to Scorsese.
No. Was he there? Did you meet him?
Yeah.
Did you hug him?
He was nervous around me.
Why?
I don't know. The whole, because he knew I liked Raging Bull.
Because you're America's sweetheart?
I don't know if I'd say that. Not the sexiest man. Again, must have been runner-up. They just named. Who did they name again?
John Krasinski.
Yeah.
I did a whole podcast on it yesterday.
And?
Everyone should listen.
Dreamy?
Award-winning. No. He's ordinary. So the sexiest man alive should be sexy. Not just alive.
Now you're emotional. And you got to go to outnumbered. Back in a moment.
Brian Kilmeade, working up a sweat to bring you the latest news and opinion.
It's hard to look good and make sense when people are staring at your sweaty body.
Try not to stare. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.